B-Pod Studios.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
Yesterday was a better day because the other three officers... Well, first of all, Derek Chauvin, the officer who was charged, the guy who put his knee on George Floyd's neck, they upped his charges to second-degree murder. Mm-hmm. This dude's wife, like, wants nothing to do with him, by the way. She wants a divorce. She wants to change her name. And she's like, I don't even want money from this dude. Mm-hmm. I just want to completely cut myself off from him, which it could mean one of two things. It could be that this was the straw that broke the camel's back with other issues in their marriage, or it could be that she was like, yo, that is not the man I know, and I want nothing to do with, you know, being associated with somebody who can be that way. But anyway, the other three officers were also charged with aiding and abetting Floyd's murder. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pronounce their names so bad. Tao, Thomas Lane, and J. Alexander Quang. They were all charged also. So,
I'm glad that they're being
Pebbles
quote
and
unquote held accountable.
Pebbles and I feel differently on this because I look at it as, hey, you know what? We just need to get some momentum in one way, shape, or form. So small steps towards in a more positive way.
No, I believe that too. I do think that, you know, that steps in the right direction are good. But I also know from past experience that small steps have led to nowhere in a lot of cases. Mm-hmm. So
You're holding on.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, because I've felt like zero hope for the past, you know. it's been a rough time.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I can feel. I feel Pebbles on that. But for me, it does feel different. Something about this feels very different. Normally, like when things like this happen, we get the whole, you know, there's nothing to see here, no charges, or the charges come sometime way down the line. Like, I was thinking Eric Garner, I believe that was, 6 years ago, 2014, the man who was choked out in New York, and he was saying, I can't breathe. No charges.
Yeah.
And it was on video.
Yeah.
But in this case, it just seems very, very different. For charges to come within a week, you have to believe the protesting had something to do with that, like hurrying up the process.
Absolutely.
And with that being said, and just all the coverage and everything, it's just like, within myself, I do have hope. There are some reservations. I'm like, hopefully they are convicted. But this feels different. We literally could be witnessing the start of real change, like history.
Yeah, so that's what I'm hoping for.
Did you all watch Obama did a live thing yesterday?
I didn't. I heard it was really good.
I saw clips of
it. It was actually really, really good. I missed, I saw it because I was scrolling on Instagram and Will Smith had posted, coming up. So I was like, oh, let me go watch that. So I missed 15 minutes of it. But it was really good. It was called Reimagining Policing in the Wake of Continued Police Violence. And so he spoke, and then they had several panelists. I appreciate it because they were, you know, talking about change and steps, and they talked to councilman from Minneapolis and Brittany Packnett Cunningham. If you're not following her, you need to go follow her on Instagram. She's amazing. She's an activist and educator. She's incredible. But that kind of made me feel something because it's felt like there's no leadership.
Yeah.
And this made me feel like there was a little something, you know what I mean? And then I don't know if you guys saw, but they Campaign Zero, who they do policy solutions to end police brutality or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they released their 8 Can't Wait ways to take action now. So they're calling for 8 different policies. So, you know, and the one thing that I appreciated, Leroy mentioned, you know, the protest helping. And I think, and what I appreciated was, you know, when they were talking yesterday at Obama's thing, they were talking about the importance of, you know, the protests and policy, because a lot of people want to say, oh, you know, these protests are doing nothing. It's nothing. But protests are important. Like, look at across the world, people are protesting this. You know what I mean? So with protest and then combining that with some policy changes, you know, I did feel a little bit better after watching that yesterday. We are so far, but, you know, it did make me feel a little bit better.
Yeah, and all this will be null and void, though, if there's no conviction. That's kind of what I'm waiting for. Yes, this is a great first step, but how many times have we seen in the past arrests and then they're getting off on technicalities? Or let's be honest, if you have an amazing lawyer in this country, you can get off on almost everything. And it's interesting to me hearing, you know, people talking about it and saying, oh, there's no way that, you know, the officer who murdered George Floyd is going to get off. There's no way. And I'm like, history has, you know, proven otherwise. So let's hope that that doesn't repeat itself.
I don't think it will this time.
Hey, you got a great lawyer.
I understand,
you
but
never know.
You can't always be like, oh, it's going to be another one of those situations, because then you start going down the rabbit hole of the same circle of a cycle. We need to break that, and I think this is going to be the time it happens.
Yeah.
I saw, oh my God, I forgot his name, Andrew Wang. Who's the guy that ran for president? Andrew Wang, Andrew Yang.
Yang Gang.
Yeah, well, him. He actually made a good point. He said that he believes that, you know, part of all this legislation and stuff they're changing, he said one of the things is they need to go back to regular police training changes and make it that police officers should be trained in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I know you're going to be like, he always talks about that. No, but seriously, to be a purple belt, because that is a very proficient level of being of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, where you have many, many ways of to be able to restrain somebody in a way that is not dropping your knee on their freaking neck and killing them.
Well, that's what this eight can't wait action, you know, is like. They're talking about banning chokeholds and strongholds.
There's required ways to detain
de-escalation.
People.
Right. So that's why they're like talking about all of these, you know, different policies and stuff.
And he said it's the equivalent of just tossing anybody who has a license, you know, being like, all right, cool, now you're qualified to drive a NASCAR, and you're not. It's right. not. You know, so that, it goes. I like when people are saying specific certain policy changes that they're looking to make, because I'm like, okay, I can hold on to that. That's something for me to grasp at, as opposed to just like, we just need to change everything. I'm like, well, what do we need to change? Tell me something.
I think also this part of the process as far as justice, that's going on. But I hope people continue to have conversations, like whether it's with your family, friends, at work, continue to have conversations, because there are a lot of conversations that are going to need to happen even after all of this is done. Just keep talking. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be tough. We're not going to always see eye to eye, but keep having conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it, you know, like you said, part of the conversation is it's going to get to a point where you're like, oh, God, I don't want to say the wrong thing. But, you know, that's where progress is made, when people start having those type of conversations.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.